Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:25 British Summer Time. Well, we've just had that announcement from the Fed, and they have raised rates a quarter of a point, and the market has reacted very much like it was expected to do. It hasn't done anything at all. The Fed doesn't cause any surprises, so I guess the market is moving. In the same is repaying the compliment and not giving the Fed any surprises. And today, the S&P is up 7 points. It's currently at 1,072. The CAC is up 1% today. It's up 35 points. It's at 3,533. DAX is up 30. It's at 3,720. FTSE is up 36. It's at 4,350. So all of these indices are putting in modest gains. Against those rather dramatic falls that we saw on Friday. But pretty much all of the indices at this stage have sort of broken their resistance levels in one shape or form. So I'd like to see some sort of relatively strong dynamic before, we sort of become anyway sort of bullish on these again. The chances of them going back up to test the top of those ranges is becoming ever increasingly less likely. I haven't seen those sort of strong downward dynamics that we've seen in the last couple of days. The Nikkei was up 44 at 10,953. Looking at the second section as well, that is excuse me, that is up marginally today as well. That is currently at Well, it was closed at 3,065, so it's been up the last 4 days. But today it actually opened up and closed up, so that's that's looking quite steady. The oil went up again today, made another new high, but it's given up a lot of those gains today, and it's currently sitting at 44.45, but its high today was at just over $45 at 45.04, so that's still looking very much like just a steady, consistent uptrend. Although we'll have to see if it's going to make any more highs. I mean, you would think that $45 is sort of a psychological level, and the fact that it didn't stay up there particularly long today, it couldn't have been up there for more than a couple of minutes before falling down and then just continuing down for the rest of the day. So we'll see if 45 proves to be some sort of resistance on the oil price. Then also looking at the dollar against the euro, that was up as well today, but that has given up some of its gains as well. It's actually down at the moment. It's at 122.60, but the high of the day was at 123.19. So that is, putting in marginal increases on dollar weakness. That's, still sort of playing off the ramifications of that weak jobs report on Friday. The treasuries, I'll just pull that up. I haven't really looked at it yet today. Those are down today. They're at about 10.5, sorry, 110.5. But still, they haven't really given up those gains that they made on Friday. So this could, this has sort of had an upward move in June, then it put in sort of some lateral movement all through July, and now it's moved up. So I'm wondering, are we going to see another sort of lateral step throughout August? Well, I think it will depend largely on the type of news that comes out, but there's no evidence in there yet to short them in the short term. Although I would say that there's no great reason for holding them in the long term, apart from the fact that the prices are going up at the moment. That is pretty much it. I was asked to put up some charts of the JSE Gold Index that David used to print in the old hard copy years ago, and I found a couple on the Bloomberg, so I put those in the forum if anyone else is particularly interested. There's any charts that you'd really like, to see if we can, dig up for you, just send me an email or just drop me a line on the forum, and I'm more than happy to put things up for you. I'll just go through some more sort of prices. So we've got the coffee. Coffee was up the last 3 days. It's down today. It has a bit of a tail on it, but it's pretty much close to where it opened at. It's at 70.55 at the moment. So there seems to be a little bit of sort of maybe tentative support at the 70 level. But like I said, it's tentative. There's, it's all it broke it 4 days ago and bounced back up again. So we'll see if this is, if this really is support. The natural gas earlier on today was looking quite good, but I think it's given up quite a few of those gains. It really was looking like a dynamic earlier on in the day. It's currently at 5.79, but it was at 5.96 a couple of hours ago, and that was looking like, sort of a bounce on the natural gas. But just in the last sort of hour or so, it's given up a lot of those gains. So it's sort of it's up about a quarter of the range on the day, which isn't really a whole pile to talk about. The soybeans, I think that's. Hold on, I'll just put that ticker up. It's really not looking too healthy in here today. It's more or less putting in a base around the 550 level. It's down a little bit on yesterday, but it hasn't moved a great deal. Wheat has turned around more or less. That's put in 3 or 4 consecutive days of downward moves. 3 days. It's down quite a lot. Well, relative to the other days or the last couple of days, it's down quite a bit today. Just pull up corn. That'll be closing. That should be closed now. So that's down 2.25. It's at 2.35. And oats, I'm sure, is pretty much the same. Oats looks like it's probably made a little bit of a top. It's had 4 consecutive down days, but they're not really leading on from each other. Yesterday it was a down day, but it was actually up on the day before. Then there's I think there was one other contract that I'm missing out here. Yes, the JGBs. And they are they were down today, but they're at 135.50, and that's definitely still looking like. Just pull up a different chart of that. That's yeah, it's down today at down 20.23. It's at 136.49, and that one has rallied for 4 or 5 consecutive days. So that's the first down day. It's not really. It's not a huge movement down, so we'll see if that shows any further weakness. But that's pretty much it for today. If you have any questions or if there's anything at all you need, just send me an email. Happy to respond. Thank you for your time.